Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're beginning a study this morning of the Book of John. And so you'll want to join us in this study to help us along. We're looking at Elam's Sunday School notes that he wrote for the Sunday Schools of January the 3rd, 1926. And we're starting with John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now we've got some notes on the time in which Jesus was born and when he was baptized, and we'll be reading that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, the time. A.D. 27. When Jesus was baptized and began his public ministry, and when John the Baptist bore witness of him. Reckoning time from the birth of Jesus did not begin until several hundred years after his birth. It has been agreed by those who have studied the question that a mistake of 4 years was made, which places the birth of Jesus in the year B.C. 4. According to the received chronology, Jesus was born in the last year of Herod, and he was therefore less than a year old when Herod died. His birth occurred 4 years previous to our common era, the era having been erroneously fixed by Dionysius Exiguus in the 6th century. This monk fixed the date of Jesus' birth at 753 after the building of Rome. But this cannot be the right date, because Jesus was born before the death of Herod the Great, and Herod the Great died in the spring of 750 after the building of Rome. Jesus, then, was born as early as 749 after the building of Rome, or B.C. 4. The date fixed by this learned monk has been so long in general use that it is hardly possible to change it, and it is not necessary for practical purposes to try to do so. There is no proof whatever that Jesus was born on December 25th. On the contrary, it seems altogether probable that he was not born on that day. The place is Jesus was in heaven as the Word before he came to earth. Beth Arba, or Bethany, not Bethany of the Mount of Olives, but a village whose site is now unknown, was the place beyond Jordan on the eastern bank where John was baptizing, John 1 and verse 28, and where he bore witness of Jesus. In this lesson, we're going to have the persons of Jesus and John the Baptist, and the people. The devotional reading is Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. If there is therefore any exhortation in Christ, if any consolation in love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any tender mercies and compassions, make full my joy, that ye may be of the same mind, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind, doing nothing through faction or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, each counting the other better than himself, not looking each of you to his own things, but each of you also to the things of others. Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, counted not being on equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and being made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore also God highly exalted him, and gave unto him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things on earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. The lesson begins with some helps and hints for the teacher. We read the subject of this lesson, given by the International Sunday School Committee, as the Son of God becomes man, has been changed to a more appropriate one, the Word becomes flesh. Because this is the scriptural one, and the other is not, as this lesson shows. All the lessons of this quarter are in the book of John, except a temperance lesson, which is in the book of Matthew. The book of John was written by John the Apostle toward the close of the first century, and after Matthew, Mark, and Luke had written their books, or life of Christ. He also wrote 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and Revelation. He was a fisherman by trade. Matthew 4:21, a brother of James, and a son of Zebedee, and Salome. John's reference to much of these other writers wrote is a collaboration of them. He gives more of Jesus' early ministry than they, but omits his birth and childhood, his miraculous conception, the visit of the wise men, the destruction of the innocents, the flight into Egypt, the return to Nazareth, the visit to the temple when 12 years of age, and his baptism. His readers were already familiar with these facts. He records only one miracle common to the four, feeding the 5,000. But he records four not mentioned elsewhere. What are they? He omits the parables recorded by some of the others. He devotes at least one-third of his book to the sayings and doings of the last 24 hours of Christ's life. For instance, chapters 13 through 17 record the fact of Jesus washing the saints' feet, and after the Lord's Supper, his speeches and prayer before his departure from that upper room to go over the brook of Kindron into Gethsemane. In chapters 18 and 19, they relate the events of the remainder of the night and the next day, while chapters 20 and 21 give the account of his resurrection and appearance to his disciples. John, Peter, and James were the closest to Jesus. They witnessed the rising of Jairus' daughter, the transfiguration, and the agony of Gethsemane. John was the beloved disciple who leaned on Jesus' bosom. He and Peter followed Jesus after the arrest and went into the house of Caiaphas. He was at the trial before Pilate and stood by the cross where Jesus committed him to the care of Mary, the Lord's own mother. He outran Peter to the sepulchre on receiving the news of Christ's resurrection. But while he stooped to look in, Peter passed by him and went in. John and James were called by Jesus sons of thunder. They desired to call down fire from heaven to destroy the Samaritan village which refused Jesus a night's lodging in Luke chapter 9, 54 through 56. John forbade others doing a good work in the name of Jesus because they were not literally following Jesus with the apostles, but he was corrected by Jesus. John and James asked for the highest positions of honor in the earthly kingdom that they thought Jesus was about to establish. John wrote much of love, but that does not mean he was not a true, firm, and brave disciple. It is he who says that those who claim to know God and yet refuse to keep his commandments are liars, and the truth is not in them, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 4, and that to love God is to keep his commandments, 1 John 5 and verse 3. To really love God and men is to be both true and courageous, uncompromising and steadfast. Peter, James, and John were reputed to be pillars, Galatians 2 and verse 9. God spent the latter years of his life in Asia Minor, whence he was exiled to Patmos. He lived to be an old man, but we are unable to say how or when he died. John chapter 20, verses 30 through 31, gives the prime purpose of Christ's miracles and why he recorded many of them. Many other signs, therefore, did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that ye may believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life in his name. Nicodemus said, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God, but no man can do these signs that thou doest except God be with him, John 3 and verse 2. Jesus said the works he did bore witness of him, and that the Father sent him, John 5 and verse 36. From his numerous miracles of compassion and mercy, he relieved the variously afflicted. But the prime object of his miracles to convince the world that the Father sent him, that all may believe on him and receive life through his name. We want to look at the explanatory notes from this passage. We begin John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is the profound and sublime introduction to the life of Christ written by John. He begins his first epistle in a somewhat similar manner in 1 John 1, verses 1 through 4. That which was from the beginning, he says. Matthew, Mark, and Luke begin with Christ's life on earth. Matthew traces his descent from Abraham, showing him to be the seed of Abraham, in whom all families of the earth are blessed, Matthew 1, 1 through 16. While Luke traces his descent back to Adam, the Son of God, Luke 3, 23 through 38. John goes back to the creation of the earth, that to that unknown period called in the beginning. Similar to this statement is Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. There was that before the beginning, before time on earth began. The person known on earth as Jesus Christ existed with God as the Word. He was with God and was God. The world was not created, but the Word was not created, but was the uncreated source of all things. God, the Word, and the Holy Spirit existed in the beginning and always existed. John 1:14 tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and this was done in the person of Jesus. And the next verse we read, the same was in the beginning with God. By the repetition of this fact, John makes clear another fact, namely, that while the Word was in the beginning with God, there's a distinction between the Father and the Word. The 2 points then in these two verses are, one, the Word was with God, was God, divine, eternal. And two, he was separate from God the Father as a distinct person. Jesus came down from heaven, John 6:38, and existed in the beginning and in heaven, not as Jesus of Nazareth, but as Jesus Christ the Word. The Word became flesh in the person of Jesus.